Kenya records its worst drought since 2000. Believers are encouraged to lead in the Pearl of Africa, and volunteers are needed to serve children in India this winter. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Kenyan government launched an emergency response to rescue about 3 million people, but over 10 million Kenyans are at risk of starvation. In one of its worst droughts, food prices have skyrocketed, and it's not just the poor who are suffering. Kids Alive International, which has four different residential homes in the country, has been trying to help. Linda Mugo with Kids Alive says,
thankfully, all the children in our homes are able to have food, but the people in our communities come to us and they try to get help just to get enough food to eat.
While Kids Alive tries to help as many people as they can with their physical needs, they're also focused on their spiritual growth. Mugo says as their children come to Christ,
it means that they get healing for their past heartaches. Some of these children come from really, really difficult backgrounds. It's difficult for us as their guardians to help, but once they can depend on God for healing for some of those difficult experiences that they've gone through, it helps make a lot of difference.
Visit our website to learn how you can help Kenya in their time of need. Meanwhile, 9/11 saw not only death and destruction, but it also created the War on Terror. Thousands of U.S. troops are now in Afghanistan and Iraq. This opened a huge door for the military Bible stick, Audio Bibles from Faith Comes by Hearing. The ministry's national director, Troy Carl, says,
it's black. It's about the size of a pack of gum. It has all the low-light disciplines that are required by the military. And this unit's designed specifically for ministering to soldiers in those tough and troubled circumstances that they find themselves in.
15,000 units have been distributed so far. Thousands more are needed. $25 sends one to a soldier and his family. While FCBH has been focused on making disciples in unreached areas of the world, Carl says,
we are seeing the same kind of transformation in the hearts and minds of those that are receiving these military Bible sticks. In some cases, we're hearing testimonies of up to 7 soldiers sharing one Bible stick, many of whom have never heard the gospel message.
Sponsor a soldier. There's a link at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. The 20th century ended brutally in Maluku, Indonesia. Many children watched their parents die brutal deaths in a violent conflict between Christians and Muslims. Open Doors USA recently gifted the orphanage where these children find refuge. Thanks to training provided by Open Doors, counselors can now help children deal with emotional wounds that they've had for nearly a decade. Pray for the children as they work through the trauma of their parents' deaths. Meanwhile, Uganda is in a time of rebuilding following decades of civil war. It's a great time to resource and encourage church leaders to do the same. Global Advance just held a Frontline Shepherds Conference and 2 Marketplace Missions Conferences to help them do just that. David Shibley explains,
Uganda is known as the Pearl of Africa. Much of the food supply comes from Uganda. I believe that's indicative of the fact that Uganda also needs to lead the way in providing the bread of life, not only for the rest of the continent, but for many areas of the world.
And they laid out the vision for it at the conferences. Be praying.
Over 300 pastors committed to planting at least one new church within the next year. Also, in cooperation with the Living Word Bible School, there were 85 graduates. These graduates have been commissioned to begin 50 Bible colleges throughout Uganda.
And over 300 people groups in India remain without translations of the Bible in their own language. A team of Bible translators has recognized the need and is working on 154 different translations. A strategic meeting is scheduled for December, but Bible translators need help looking after their children. Wycliffe Associates is looking for volunteers to look after these kids from December 26th to January 5th. For more information on how you can help, visit our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. John Piper says missions exist because worship doesn't. To help keep your mind on worship, Mission Network News is making available the Chris Tomlin CD, Hello Love, for a gift of any amount. This CD is full of songs that will remind you that we're created to worship. Get your Chris Tomlin CD at 1-800-995-4828. Supplies are limited, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.